WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD whisperer, back with another dose of focus, concentration, and that sweet, sweet calm you're all craving. Now, today we're diving into something near and dear to my heart, or maybe more accurately, something that used to gnaw at it relentlessly. Perfectionism. Ever feel like life's a giant checklist, and your brain won't shut up about checking every single box? Like, meticulously organizing your sock drawer is the equivalent of conquering Everest? Yeah, I get it. We all have those moments where we want things to be just perfect. But let me tell you, friends, that relentless pursuit of perfection can be a real buzzkill. It's like trying to catch smoke, constantly elusive and leaving you feeling frustrated and burnt out. So, how do we break free from this perfectionism trap? Well, buckle up because I've got 5 golden nuggets for you today. First off, recognize that perfection is an illusion. It's a myth, a societal construct that doesn't actually exist in the real world. Think about it. Have you ever met a truly perfect person? Yeah, me neither. We all have our quirks, our flaws, those little things that make us wonderfully, imperfectly human. Second, learn to celebrate your wins, big and small. Don't wait for some monumental achievement to feel proud of yourself. Did you manage to get out of bed this morning? Awesome. Did you actually finish that email without deleting it 5 times? High five. Give yourself credit for the little victories, because those add up to something truly remarkable. Third, embrace the learning curve. You know that feeling when you're trying something new and it feels like your brain is on fire? Yeah, that's called growth, my friend. Mistakes are not failures. They're valuable lessons disguised as setbacks. So, don't be afraid to stumble, to mess up, because that's how you learn and evolve. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be to a good friend who's struggling. Acknowledge your imperfections without judgment, and remember that everyone makes mistakes. You're not defined by your shortcomings. You're defined by your willingness to learn, grow, and show up for yourself, even when it's hard. And finally, remember that comparison is the thief of joy. Stop comparing yourself to others. Their highlight reels on social media are carefully curated snippets of their lives, not the full picture. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your unique strengths, and remember that you're exactly where you need to be. Now, let me paint a little scenario for you. Imagine you're planning a dinner party. You want everything to be perfect, the food, the decor, even the playlist. But then you get caught up in trying to make every detail flawless, and suddenly, you've spent days agonizing over napkins and centerpiece arrangements. Sound familiar? By the time your guests arrive, you're exhausted and barely enjoying your own party because you're too focused on perceived imperfections. That's perfectionism at play, my friends. It steals our joy and robs us of precious time and energy. So what could have happened differently? Maybe you'd planned a menu with a few simple, delicious recipes instead of attempting an elaborate multi-course meal. You could have chosen a theme that was more about fun and connection than picture-perfect aesthetics. Remember, it's not about being flawless. It's about creating a welcoming and enjoyable experience for yourself and your guests. Okay, so let's recap those key takeaways. Perfectionism is an illusion. Celebrate your wins, embrace learning curves, practice self-compassion, and ditch the comparison game. You are capable of amazing things, even with imperfections along the way. So go out there, embrace your awesomeness, and remember, it's okay to not be perfect. In fact, it's what makes you uniquely you. Now, I want to hear from you. What strategies have you found helpful for overcoming perfectionism? Share your thoughts in the comments below or join me on social media. Links are in the show notes. And remember, keep coming back each day for more tips and tricks to help you unlock your focus, concentration, and calm. Until next time, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.